A 17-year-old girl from the Mosny area still missing, Jessica Colts. I had a chance to talk to Officer Matt Wayne from the Mosny Police Department about the efforts so far.
At this point, she's listed in the Crime Alert Network as missing, endangered, but you're not really so sure of that, are you?
Well, we don't have any evidence directly that shows that she's endangered. The family assumes that, and we're operating under the assumption that anything is possible.
Really, at this point, no evidence that she's not a runaway. You really don't know what's going on with her, do you?
Correct. We haven't had any contact with anybody that's been able to tell us that, you know, what's going on with her or where she is. Obviously, if we had information, we'd follow up on and try and locate her.
Any advice for people that may know where she is or have seen her?
If anybody has seen her or seen somebody that they think looks like her, I would have them contact the law enforcement agency they're most comfortable with, and whether that's through the Marathon County Sheriff's Department dispatch if they're here in Marathon County, or, I mean, if they're in Stevens Point, obviously you can contact Stevens Point or the Mosny Police Department or in Lincoln County even. But there's also Crime Stoppers available in each of those counties. So if people have access to those numbers, they can obviously contact them as well. And the information will get to where it needs to go. So it's just a matter of what people's comfort level is. But, and like I said before, in this case, it's a matter of we don't have a crime scene. There's not a suspect. There's not anything that we can specifically point at and say we can process this evidence and it's going to lead us to where she is. We really need help from the community in order to be able to, you know, give us tips or provide us information about where she might be. And that allows us a point to start at and then to investigate through that avenue.
At this point, you don't really know what type of an investigation you have. It could be missing persons. It could be something else.
Correct. I mean, at this point, like I said, I was off last week, and I wasn't involved in the initial complaint or anything. We received a report from Mom that, you know, the daughter had left the house voluntarily, and now the family believes that she's not coming home because people are preventing her from doing that. So that's the mom's belief. Like I said, she left voluntarily with some people. She was seen in Stevens Point, is my understanding. And then since then, there has been no contact with the family and the girl.
Has the car been found?
That's not a question I'm familiar with. I know that there was, and I don't know exactly what car you're referencing, I guess. But
apparently she had a black, I think it was a Chev Lumina, if I remember right.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've heard and I've seen that on a poster that there's a license plate associated with her, and I would have to pull the report out and look to see exactly what that, and I don't know if the license plate's on the poster, but I know that there was license plates referenced in the original report that I don't know whose car that is, so I can't answer that if it's been found or not. I know that throughout the last couple of days that I've had personal knowledge, I've talked with Clay Schultz over at Everest Metro Police Department, Captain Schultz, and, you know, we've kind of relayed information back and forth. There's a feeling from the family that she is in the Everest Metro area. And so they've checked several addresses for us. They've identified people at certain trailers and trailer parks where there was information that somebody might have seen her there. They've checked with some known associates that I'm aware of hers that they thought she might be with. So we have done those types of things. But whether or not specifically the car listed on that poster or has been... Who owns it or what the circumstances are, I'm just not familiar enough with the original complaint to be able to answer that.
Okay.
That's Mosny Police Officer Matt Wayne. Again, if you have any idea where Jessica Colts is, please contact law enforcement authorities so they can at least confirm that she is alive and well.